We're going to reflect on the gospel, which is so precious. But I wanted to point out a couple of things, maybe just one, from the letter to the Galatians. You know, you stupid Galatians, who has bewitched you? I just want to know from you the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I mean, he just called us all stupid, you know, and we are. What he's saying is, you see, the people there, Paul had preached to the Galatians, and then they were doing all right, I guess. And some Jewish people came along and said, "You got to keep the law. You have to be circumcised, the males, and keep the law." That was getting them all mixed up. And Paul, who saw with that mystic's clarity, you see, the change in God's provision for his people. See, now it's not Israel, it's the whole world through Israel, through Jesus Christ, who is the Son of Israel, that the whole world is going to enter into the knowledge of salvation. And that's another way. So then he appeals to them. I want to learn only this from you. Did you receive the Spirit from works of the law or from faith in what you heard? Now that's a challenge, isn't it? That is, do you know you received the Spirit? This argument makes no sense if these people haven't experienced the Holy Spirit. Let me just know this one thing. And they will, Paul, that's a very mystical thing. The Holy Spirit, look it up. See, I'm baptized. Look it up in the records. I mean, like, the whole argument would fall down if it's not based on experience. Do you know you received the Holy Spirit? Well, then think, how did you receive the Holy Spirit? Was it from keeping the law or from believing? You see his argument. And this is very important, because it shows us the way to normality. A deep, personal, experiential faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the gift. And that's what our Lord talks about in the gospel. Now, the minute I started that gospel, so at a certain point, everybody said to themselves, yeah, I know what's going to happen next. Right? I mean, how could you not? Day, year after year after year, you know. Well, how do we get deeper? You know, yeah, I got the idea. We're supposed to be confident in prayer, right? What else is new? You see, we got to be challenged. One is to read it slowly. Copy it out by hand. Get it into your pores, you know. This is the Son of God telling us this story about a man whose friend comes at night and he needs something for him. So he makes a pest of himself and gets it. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, be like that. Here's God among us telling us. And you know, we have many, especially in St. Luke, many parables of Jesus telling us the lady, you know, the widow, she keeps bothering this judge till finally he says, you know, I fear neither God nor man, but this woman is going to wear me out. And he says, that's the way to pray. I'm thinking, I remember Charles Piggy, very great Christian, Catholic, poet in France, and he was very convinced, but he didn't go to church a lot. And then his daughter got really sick, and he began to pray. And he prayed day, he prayed night, he prayed on the bus, tears coming down his eyes, praying for his daughter till the Lord healed her. He got that part, and then it changed his life too. But bothered God all day long. Now, why would God do that? Why doesn't he just say, you want it? Sure, sure. You know? Why doesn't he do that? Because to our detriment, we would take him for granted. And we would never get to know him. Jesus, I think the way is to go today and say, Lord, let me hear the tone of voice of your heart when you tell us this. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And then he goes on, you know, which one among you, if his son asks for a snake, you know, for a fish, will give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? And you, who are wicked, you know how to take care of your children. God won't take care of you. You see how he's challenging us? And this is the living, eternal Son of God, the creator of the universe. Now, how do we avoid habit? You know, oh yeah, I got it. Oh yeah, yeah, I know what that one's all about. Well, none of us know what it's all about. It's to hear his heart and pray. Really pray. That's why he teaches us to pray. There's a very rare people, you know, the old saying, there are no atheists in foxholes, you know. When things are tough, everybody prays, you know. Well, why don't we pray? You know, turn to God our Father and pray. Pray for this election. Pray for peace in the world. Pray for whatever the needs in the family. Pray. And listen to the heart of Jesus. Why is he telling us this? And, you know, these are wild stories, you know. Throw rocks at his window, you know, bother him. This is God telling us to do this. And we say, oh, well, I guess he doesn't want that, you know. The heck with that. And, you know, it's all right, God, I understand. You know, you're busy and, you know. And he says, don't you dare talk to me like that. I love you. You are the center of my attention. Every single one of the 8 billion of you, whatever. You are the center of my attention. I am God. Don't you dare talk like that. We think we're taking it easy on God, you know. It's like Abraham. Remember God promised Abraham, you know, you will possess this land and you will have a great progeny. So things are going on. And God comes to Abraham. It's in chapter 15 of Genesis. The text that Paul uses for the whole foundation of his teaching on justification by faith. And God says, I'm going to give you a son, as I promised. And Abraham says, yes, Lord, the Eliots are here, my foreman, you know, that'll be just fine. His son will inherit. And God gets mad. Not that one. One from your own body. You see what Abraham is saying? Look, I understand. We all get carried away. We make promises we can't keep. And, you know. That's the law of my form. That'll be fine, God. You know, I understand. And God gets furious. How dare you talk to me like that? Is that all the trust you've got? Come here, you. He takes him outside. You see all those stars? Count them. Go ahead, start counting. Your progeny will be like that. You understand? And he said, I believe you. And that was counted to him as righteousness. You see what I mean? We're too pious. Too polite, you know, too, well, all right, God, I understand. You know, it happens to anybody. But, you know, we make a promise, we get kind of carried away, but, you know, we really can't come through on it, and it's all right. You know, I understand. What an insult to God. Now, he has said to us, I love you. I am bringing you to eternal life. I want to prepare you. I want to make you holy. I want you to know me in this life, to rejoice in me in this life, when you're suffering and when you're rejoicing. And I want to bring you to eternal life with me. Do you believe that? So ask me for it. Thank me for it. Talk to me about it. I can hardly wait to see you, God. I thank you for this firm invitation to eternal life that I've got. you think God's going to be a little embarrassed? Well, no, you can't get carried away. I never said that exactly. You know? You see how little faith we've got? Anyway, what I'm saying is, when you get to a story like this, we all know the story, blah, 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 we go on and nothing happens. Let it pierce. Listen to the heart of Jesus. The Son of God says, I want to tell you about prayer. If John of the Cross walked in here, I want to talk to everybody. We'd fill the gym. And here's the Son of God, and we'd say, oh, I heard that before. Anyway, you get the idea. Today, pray. And tell the Lord, have I got time for this story? If I tell it quickly, I have time for this story. Honi the circle drawer. I've told you this story before, haven't I? Honi the rabbi. And they said, Honi, pray for rain. He was a holy man. Pray for rain. We haven't had rain. Everything is drying up. We need rain. So he started to pray for rain. Master of the universe, you know. I prayed and nothing happened. So finally he drew a circle in the ground. And he stood in the circle. And he said, Master of the universe, I am not moving out of this circle till you give us rain.